Just a portion of an article from Mike Height. He is a professor at Bear Valley, where I went to preaching school. He's actually the one that came up with the permission-based mailing that we are working on. So let me just read a portion of this and make some comments. And it reads, much of what we know of the lives of others and of the world is curated. In other words, selected presentation, right? When you think about curated, like when I make a PowerPoint, right? I'm putting images on there that I chose for you to see, right? You're seeing what I present. That's why it's called a, you know, PowerPoint presentation. And so the view we are given by whatever source is given it has carefully selected, organized, and presented the view for us. Our news sources carefully craft the images and messages they present to garner our attention. They don't show you everything. They select and organize the bits and the pieces and present them to you to give you the view they want you to have. Social media is much the same. Individuals choose and organize what they want you to see. Some take great pains to make sure only the best images of themselves are shown. That's why I hate social media, even though reluctantly still use it for certain other purposes. And he continues, we all do it to some extent. We all present our lives to the world as a curated presentation, carefully selecting, organizing, and presenting what gets seen and what doesn't. We do it every day, all day, picking and choosing what is seen and what is not. As we build this facade, the curation of our lives can actually deepen. We must become even more careful to present the right face in public. We must be even more careful to maintain the appearance that everything in our lives is going well, because it certainly appears to us that everyone else's lives are going well, and the cycle grows. We become more guarded, more closed, or worse, we start to believe our own curated story. You know, and some of us probably did that as we walked in. Right? Hey, how you doing? Good. How are you doing? Okay. Right? And we've all said it when everything wasn't okay. Right? We've all said it when nothing was going right. You know, that's that idea of curated, that selected presentation. You know, so it's not just a problem externally. We curate our own spiritual lives. And this is what James, part of what he's dealing with here. You know, we often only show the best parts to others. Right? We're all guilty of that. Sometimes we even deceive ourselves. This is really what he's talking about. Right? We deceive ourselves into thinking that our spiritual lives are going well, and that's what we're attempting to project. That goes along with Brother Height's article there. But James here dealt with this in his letter to the early church. He states here in verse 22, prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Right? We can delude ourselves into thinking that our spiritual lives are in good standing with God simply because we're hearing only what we want to hear. Right? Does that make sense? I go to worship service. You know, I go to midweek Bible study. I read my Bible, so therefore, I'm good. You know, and these are good things. Don't get me wrong here, but I want you to notice. But they can represent only a curated view of our spiritual lives. So are we actually living out day to day what we hear? Are we proving ourselves to be doers, not just hearers? So James uses this illustration here of a man that sees his natural face in the mirror, verses 23 through 25, and in this example, Scripture is the mirror, right? And when we look at ourselves in the mirror of God's Word, hopefully the whole facade is stripped away and we see what's really there, what Scripture's really revealing, right? Hebrews 4 and verse 13, God sees everything. Everything's laid open and bare, naked to Him, the one to whom we must give an account. And so, you know, if we look at Scripture and then we equip ourselves, with what Scripture is really showing us, you know, are we willing to make a change? Right? Instead of just going along presenting a certain image. I think really that's one of the important things that he's seeing here. You know, we need to implant his word that saves. If you're looking at your Bible here, you know, we need to implant his word in our life and then do it. And if we do it, it has the power to save our souls, is a powerful point that James makes. This evening, if you're subject to the gospel invitation, if there's a change you need to make, right? You know that something's wrong. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, something's wrong. You need to fix that. You need to obey the gospel, be immersed in Christ. If you've done that and you know something's wrong, you know, just be bold, be courageous. You know, take that step. You know, Jesus is coming back. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to be ready? If you have a spiritual need this evening, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.
Why keep Jesus waiting? Waiting.